Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, glimmering shafts of dust, what matins avail ye of thine own self? What matins it is, and what a low sky, what a low horizon, and an awful lot of sunglasses out in the correct realm this evening. Beautiful sort of wedges of golden auburance. Yes, that's the word, the golden auburance. Robin, come in to the enclave of wood and dust and that word I made up just then.
Auburance.
Yeah, and share with me your most pintly thoughts. It's the week in pubs here at the Moon Underwater. I am still sojourning, bifurcated in the correct realm Edinburgh branch, and Robin is in the correct realm himself. And it's time for us to discuss our pub in weeks, our week in pubs. Robin, thoughts?
Well, I mean, I'm shortly to be joining you in Edinburgh as we speak. I'm coming up in a few days to see you. Looking forward to hitting the old pubs.
Yes.
And going to see a lot of shows. Hashtag fringe memories.
Hashtag fringe memories. And hashtag pubs are new.
Mm.
Since we last spoke, I have been to more new pubs.
Oh, brilliant.
I went to the... now then, what's it called? Should have looked this up in my mind earlier. It's called Salt Horse. The Salt Horse.
Salt Horse.
Yeah.
It just sounds like you made it up, like kind of in the Mighty Boosh, where he's in a on the radio show, where he's in a band called the Ladder Coins.
No, went to the Salt Horse. Now, the Salt Horse is really good. It's like a sort of, it's more a tap room than a pub.
Oh, interesting. Well, interesting for reasons that we come clear later, but carry on.
So really nice tap room, really nice staff, very passionate about their beers. Two queues, that's two queries.
Mm.
I would say their passion for sort of exotic beers was such that, and this isn't actually a problem because there was a perfect beer for me. There was a nice sort of 4% pale ale. But there was an awful lot of stuff on the menu that I wouldn't have gone near. However, they did the little two-thirds things.
Oh, okay.
So I had a couple of different ones just to sip, and I think you feel a little bit less incumbent upon you to really enjoy something if you're buying slightly less of it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you buy a pint, you kind of feel like it's a real investment.
You feel locked in.
It's an investment, isn't it? Investment of time, energy and love.
It is. But I also sort of something that I've seen in lots of tap rooms is they don't try to be like pubs. And I think that's probably a good thing. They can have a sort of slightly clinical vibe to them.
Yes. Now, this is very interesting you say this, John, because I'm going to skip straight ahead to The Mist, which I sighed for earlier today.
Skipping through the mire.
I'm fast-forwarding The Mist.
To The Mist.
This was a post that was on our Moon Underwater Social Club on Facebook, which you can access if you sign up for our Patreon page at moonunderpod.com. Andrew Hay asked, what do folk think about the little pop-up craft ale shops bars cropping up in disused shop space? It's quite a mouthful. I was unsure to start with, as I thought they'd take away from the traditional boozers, already struggling for their share of the business. I'm slowly changing my mind, though. They seem to attract a completely different demographic. Very nice. And, you know, if you've got thoughts on that yourselves, we'd love to hear them, because it is, they're not pubs.
They're absolutely not pubs, but I don't think they're trying to be.
No.
I think they're pub-adjacent, if I can coin a phrase.
I went to the St. Ives Brewery taproom while I was in St. Ives, and a similar thing. It's just, yeah, like, lovely range of beers on offer, beautiful cans, but it's, you know, it's not trying to be a pub.
Yeah, and sometimes I like the ones that are quite sort of industrial with exposed pipe work.
Yeah, I do feel like you can't really settle in for the long haul. It's kind of a city break as opposed to a kind of a long haul flight of the pub.
What a lovely metaphor that is. It's a day trip. It's a sojourn. But you wouldn't, I don't think you would want to sort of sit and like read a book or read the papers.
No, it's an opportunity to meet the people who run it.
Yes.
You know, I think it's an opportunity for conversation. And as, you know, Andrew Hay says there, it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of a completely different demographic. I think it's a place where you meet other people who are into the whole scene.
And also, especially if it's like a brewery tap room, you're getting it at source. And we might be going to the Sambrooks Brewery soon, which I'm quite excited for, because they make Wandle and Pump House Pale, and Pump House Pale is one of my faves.
I mean, Bristol, I know we always talk about Bristol, but there are some amazing tap rooms in Bristol. Wiper and True, More Beer.
Oh, I love More Beer.
Bristol Beer Factory, Left-Handed Giant, Dawkins Tap Room. There's a tap room in Easton for Dawkins. Did not know that.
Is there really?
Yeah. So Bristol's really, yeah, kind of leading the pack with those.
What other mists have we got, Robin?
Some lovely mists. So obviously it's quite Edinburgh heavy last week. We talked a lot about Edinburgh pubs. I've had this in from Lewis. Gentlemen, to bed. Gentlemen, I'm a relatively new listener, but I cannot keep myself from recommending pubs in Edinburgh to you both. Please make a beer line for Kay's Bar on Jamaica Street. So yeah, I think we did mention Kay's because I love Kay's, but I don't think you've been to Kay's yet, have you?
Not been to Kay's, but I have sampled the delights of something not far around the corner, I believe, in this mist.
Okay. Kay's is one of the great reveals, I would say. Unexpectedly nestling in the side streets. So he recommends Kay's. He recommends Sandy Bell's on Forest Row and Captain's on College Street. Yes, John?
Well, ring my bell. Because I was in Sandy Bell just yesterday.
I like Sandy Bell's. And yeah, obviously great folk music pub as well.
The Guinness is out of this world. And I said to the barman...
I love the way you always try and get off with the barman after you have a good pint of Guinness.
I said this would be 10 out of 10 if it was clinging to the glass. And I then said the reason it's not clinging to glass, it's not your fault. It's probably something to do with the detergent you use.
You said that to him?
Yeah, in a nice way.
Okay.
And he was laughing and I was laughing and then he didn't speak to me again.
And then we kissed passionately.
But I did, I'm afraid, have probably the worst hangover of the year so far. Nothing to do with Sandy Bell's. It was a different night.
Oh, wow.
Do you ever find when you are like... This is not Edinburgh specific, but whenever you want to combine drinking with stuff where there won't be alcohol available, e.g. going to see shows or going to the theatre or whatever, you sort of get that slightly light-footed panic about making sure you've got enough booze.
Yeah, but are you not... I mean, surely Edinburgh Fringe is the capital of taking a plastic pint glass into a show.
Yeah, but Robin, the problem is I took two into two shows.
Oh, right, I see.
Because you sort of buy them. So say you're 10 minutes before a show, you buy your pint, and you think, well, what if I'm halfway through by the time I even get into the room to sit down?
I love the idea of you going sitting down with two pint glasses and people like going, oh, sorry, someone's sitting there. And you're like, no.
So I went to see Fordy's show, and that was at 8, so I took two pints of Guinness into that. And that lasted perfectly. Mm-hmm. Then after the show, I met up with Fordy briefly and had a pint of Jack Back, one of the great beers I've ever tasted. It's served... So the Pleasance Courtyard in Edinburgh, if you've never been, it's kind of like a massive beer garden, and with it comes the sort of usual suspects of the... What's that?
The Skags.
So the Skags, Stella, Kronenbourg, Amstel and Guinness and Strongbow, whatever it is. But they also have like Prava and... But they've got this one bar which has three draft beers and also has like five keg beers, all from this brewery. Yeah. And it's just superb. And it's from Stuart Brewing, Jack Back. I think it's about 3.6%.
Keg or cask here?
This is cask. But the amazing thing, Rob, I'd forgotten this about Edinburgh. Everywhere serves with a sparkler. So it's just so creamy and so delicious. So then I went to see a show by a performer called Jordan Gray. And I got two ciders to take in.
Bloody hell.
So Jordan's show finished at about 11. So then I'd had five pints. Then we went to an artist's bar and I hit the margaritas. I hit the espresso martinis. And I'm just not used to drinking till like 1 or 2 in the morning. And the next day I had to go back. I went back to bed at about 10. I had three naps. I felt absolutely apocalyptic.
Wow. Worst hangover of your 40s so far?
Yeah, worst hangover of the 40s so far. It's early doors in the 40s, but it was the worst hangover of my 40s.
Christ, yeah. When did it start to shift? When did the clouds begin to part and the sun shine through?
After my second nap, I said to myself out loud, we're getting through this. We're going to get through this.
Yeah.
Then I had a gig that evening, my show.
Oh, God.
And it was really good. And sometimes, and this is not a good habit to get into, but like a hangover really sort of focuses you on stage because you have this sort of manic energy. So it's the best show of the run. And then afterwards, I thought, you can't drink tonight, but that's not possible up here. So I just had two cans and went to bed. I had the most superb cloud water can.
Yeah.
I took a photo of it because it was so absolutely heavenly and delicious. It's the West Coast Pale from Cloudwater Brewing Company.
Mm.
4%. Just delightful. Then I had a one called Cross Borders in St. Vincent's because I went back to do that run of Stockbridge pubs again. And I had this 4.2% sort of IPA called Cross Borders. Oh my God. So good. I'm just going to find out the brewery. Oh, it's called... Oh, hang on. Yeah, it is Cross Borders Brewing Company, I think. And it's called Cross Borders. Delicious.
Amazing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lewis actually recommends a couple of other pubs. We're still on this missed mail. So he says Sandy Bells and Captains on College Street. Don't know that one. And then finally, I was always fond of the quiet and unassuming Argyle on Argyle Place. I don't know that one either. But and we've had another Edinburgh pub email, missed rather, from Gary. Hi guys, I'll keep this brief. If you haven't been before, you should really try to get out to Stags in Musselburgh. I love all of the classic pubs. Your Guildford, your Bow, your blue blazer, et al. And Stags is at least as good. It's in my top five pubs ever. Some very decent stop-offs in Portobello on the way back into town too. Again, it's not an area I know that well, but your Edinburgh pubs there, your Bow Bar. I do like the Bow Bar. You been in there?
I have, but not this year. I'm going to Thompson's Bar tonight.
Oh, I like Thompson's, yeah. Big cube of a room.
Big cube of a room.
Yeah. I don't think I've really spoken to you about my St. Ives pubbings, have I?
Well, you talked to me about the Rattler.
Oh, yeah, I had some Rattler, yeah.
After your big long walk.
Yes, stunning. One of the pubs we went to, which I really enjoyed, was the Golden Lion in St. Ives. And it was just a great pub because it's just like, it did feel like a locals pub as well. And just really, really nice. I think I had Betty Stoggs. Yeah. But what the most extraordinary thing happened was this guy came in and just started singing a song. like a kind of folk song. It's more like a shanty. But everyone in the pub knew him and knew the choruses. So they'd all join in for the chorus, which was like something like, "Blue eyes, I love you. Blue eyes, I love you." Like this. He sounded like a kind of very almost operatic, the way he was singing it. And then he would do a verse, and then they'd all join in for the chorus. But then I realised as I was listening to it, he was making up the verses on the spot about the locals in the bar, which is so amazing.
Well, literally like Alan Partridge says about the Will-O-The-Wisp. They sing songs about the regulars. Yeah, I hate folk music. Yeah, I would usually agree with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, that's great. Yeah, it was like that. But then after he'd finished this incredible performance, he just sat down and just sort of had this misty, far-off look in his eyes.
Oh.
I just thought he was a kind of... there was something magical about him. Like he was some kind of storyteller who just visits pubs and sings songs about the regulars. It was a really nice moment.
But it was a nice moment, not a sort of disruptive moment. It was
sort
of a moment of community through song.
Quite a bit of juxtaposition going on. It was like Dua Lipa going on over the jukebox really loudly as well. And he was kind of combating that.
Incredible.
It was great. But some, yeah, great pubs in St. Ives as well. Went back to the Belgian Beer Cafe, which is really good. Get Veltins in a Veltins glass.
Do let us know about your pub troubadours and your pub minstrels. If you've got like a local who's known for sort of bringing a fiddle or a guitar or playing the piano, and any bars where they just have like a... Do you remember that time we went to the Three Tuns in Bristol?
Oh, yeah.
And they just had that Irish sort of folk group just sat round drinking. Not like, it wasn't like advertised or anything. It's just like one day a week, they just sit there. And actually in Sandy Bells, there was a folk group playing in the corner. Just such a nice background sound.
Yeah.
Like instrumental fiddle and tambour.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're going to start waxing lyrical about the Voice Squad in a minute, but there's something quite magical about just unaccompanied voices in pubs, I think. If you don't know the Voice Squad, I'm sure we've mentioned them before. Look them up on YouTube.
As I roved out.
Yeah, Irish vocal group. There's these incredibly, incredibly tight three-part harmonies. And there's just some fantastic videos of them singing in pubs.
Oh, yeah. And they're sort of like adjacent to the Dubliners, I guess, but it's just so stripped back.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Really, really, really nice vibes. My favourite's the one with the beard.
Yeah, I like him. I'd love to be in those pubs. I've just got one more missed from Ian. Regarding your discussions about pubs, which are also home to other businesses, in my native Stockton-on-Tees, we used to have the Lumpy Pumpkin, which was a micro pub combined with a video game arcade. It has since changed hands and become the Tipsy Turtle, losing the arcade. Wonder who got the power pack. I also remember an episode of Mark Steele's In Town, where in Birkenhead, there is Gallagher's, a pub which is also a barber's. You can have a pint while getting your hair cut. That's good. Although I do worry about hair in beer.
You wouldn't want the barbers to have had too much to drink before they give you a wet shave with a rusty razor.
Yeah. Cheers, Ian. Thanks so much for your miss. That's great.
Cheers, Ian. Well, folks, thank you so much for tuning in to This Week in Pubs. I'm going to have so many pubs to talk about the next time we meet because it's just... No, I've said it before. It's the greatest pub city on earth.
Well, yeah. I mean, Yes, it's pretty Edinburgh-centric at the moment, and we are doing two live shows at the Dagda next week.
And if you want access to things like tickets for live shows, head to moonunderpod.com and subscribe to our Patreon. We cannot wait to speak to Josie Long about her dream pub, George Egg about his dream pub. We're also recording a couple of episodes in the Moon Underwater in Edinburgh, Moon Underwater Edinburgh branch. So can't wait for you to hear those. We're just full of the joy of pubs. And what was that word I used again, Robin?
Auberants.
Auberants.
Yeah.
We're full of Auberants. So we wish you well, and we hope your pub is full of weeks and your week is full of pubs.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.